Okay.
Carolyn, what's changing the environment? The 5G? Is that what you're talking
about? No. AL2SO4. And now that's going to be increased again because of 5G. It's amping it up. Mm-hmm. Now, let me tell you, this is a sidebar, Carolyn. Now, Bob's not going to break into your time, but we got to say this. Bob, the earth and the fulfillment thereof are kicking back. They're starting to respond back. Tsunamis, earthquakes, Hueco volcanoes, sinkholes, all kinds of crazy shit are going down. Storms. Now, you'd say, oh, Ion, you know that's being caused by HAARP and this and that and this and that. We don't give a hell's damn what it's caused by. We're just saying that the snow's going to happen, the wind's going to happen, the fire's going to happen, the water's going to happen. All these things that are odd are going to transpire. Snow in Mexico this weekend. Snow in Mexico this weekend. South Texas. Want some snow in Maui? Y'all better get a hey, Carolyn, you better get a snow shovel at the Costco when you go. That might be interesting. Y'all want some? We can do that. We can do that. Bob ain't going out of the house no way, so it don't matter. It's all good. I don't know. Y'all ain't got much of a heater over there, so I don't know if you could use it or not. But have to build a fire in the library. That'll be good. Anyway, the point though is simply that the earth is responding accordingly. And so that's shifting more and more and more and more and more. The increased carbon, the increased footprint, the increased problem. Now, that's part of the whole big rift that was such a big problem before that caused everything to be challenged, which it is. There's no contest with the challenging. And everybody's responding to
that. You said
rift.
You said rift. You mean rip. All right.
No. No, I mean the original Stranger Things Thompson riff.
And back in 2017?
Yes, this is the fallout. This is the fallout of that position. And now, since you're on the other side of that coin, you're fixing to have what they call, Carolyn knows what this word is, a comeuppance. Well, now the people that were all against this are having their comeuppance. So now Manchin's and Sinema can stop Joe Biden in his little wicked tracks. He's having his comeuppance. And he says, well, I didn't know everybody was got in the office to undo everything Joe Biden could do. It's kind of like, you know, Bob Dole knows.
We missed that sentence. We missed the sentence. What did he say?
Joe said, I had no idea that the Republicans' only drive or only position was to undo a Biden campaign for success, prosperity, and fill in the blank for whatever other platitudes you'd like to add, you see. Which it ain't that it's the Yellow Dog Democrats is turning on Uncle Joe. That's the thing. That's what the problem is. But nobody's saying that, you see. And so basically that's a other side of the coin, the other side of the rip, that's the Thompson quadrant. So if your people don't get too carried away and fuck this up, we may have some relief. That's what Carolyn's really looking for before the economy goes down the toilet and she has to.
Okay, you're
so then what happens?
Time,
so, no, no, yeah, but no, we had to lay this out because this is affecting the AL2SO4. Okay, if you the AL2SO4 is affecting things, which is now affecting your living water, which is now affecting how everything else in your system applies and works. So, Carolyn,
and
your
this
product,
is not generated by HAARP. HAARP. People ask me, is HAARP doing this?
No.
What do you say?
We don't care.
HAARP is not. Involved.
We don't care. We
is
don't
HAARP
care.
Doing
we don't care.
It? I don't care what you care.
We don't care.
Is HAARP doing
we
it?
We don't care. We don't care. Maybe.
Is HAARP doing it?
Yeah. It is. But the Earth's doing it anyway. That would be like saying, here's like what it's saying. It's like, who's Bill Gates? Okay, is Bill Gates making the jab that's going to kill everybody? We say, we don't care. They're going to die anyway. Don't matter who did it. Maybe it's an end to a means, or a means to a cause, or a cause to an end.
They're going to die.
It's going to happen anyway.
They're going to die anyway. It's going to happen anyway. Why is it going to happen anyway? That's the effect of the AL2SO4?
As well as the undoing of Deuteronomy and Kings and Chronicles. Does
this
got something
to do with the does this got something to do with the shifting of the poles?
And the begatting. This one begat that one, begat that one, begat that one. It undoes the begatting. You go back to a party of two.
What undoes the begatting?
AO2SO4 and the change in the terra firma.
The pole shift.
Electromagnetic pulse, increase of carbon, AO2SO4, bodies that are able to will eat radiation and they'll thrive. Those that can't eat radiation will die. It's thrive. Now we're to the window. 2022 is where you're going to thrive or die. You're going
right.
to thrive
so
or die. But the things that are people are having problems in their meat sack body, y'all have had little hiccupy nothing things, but you feel your body. Okay, things are happening from that side that affect your body. Everybody's having those same kind of pains. Okay, JW had nothing. Everybody was dying there all over the place, and they laid up and slobbered and snot and spit and shit and bleh, it's awful. And all he got out of it, all tandem, was on one side of his lower head, a little lower back thing, which is like a little achy, which was nothing. He didn't even take nothing for it, but it was just like a little strain or a little pull or a little something, something, something. But it was nothing. But it was just to remind him that he was involved in this realm called ascension. That abstract touch that you feel from your meat sack body reminds you that what you're here for is to ascend, nothing else. The cares of life are going to have to grow strangely dim, but there's got to be some cares of life before you can grow strangely dim with them. If you have no feeling, if you are a vegetable in a comatose state of reality, there's nothing to urge you to that realm or precipice of ascension. There's nothing you need to do, see? You don't get up, you get up and you don't have to pee, there's no reason to empty your bladder, but you do. Because that pressure, that little dot of pressure reminds you that it's a good idea as a normal biological function. Well, what we're telling you all now is that what's happening right here, right now, is a normal biological function of ascension. You're going to do it, or you're going to hair lip the queen, and it will slot your damn throat. Your guts will be slow throated in a roadside ditch. You're either going to ascend or it's over.
Right, and you're talking about a change in the magma and the flipping of the poles, the AL2SO4. That has nothing to do with the jab and the gangrene, whatever it is.
All those things are blaming on George Soros. Oh, Lord Jesus, George Soros made me ascend. I hate him. Nah, give him, send him some flowers. It's all good. See, all those things are ancillary. The Democrats destroyed the United States. No, the Democrats didn't have nothing to do with it. They have nothing to do with nothing. None of those things matter. They have no matter whatsoever. What happens is that one way or the other, it's going to force this compliance or objection. It's going to be compliance or objection. And if you object, don't worry about it. It'll be over in a minute. Just have a big time.
Yep. Yeah. JW said that the Emory is all filled up with COVID people. Now,
Clifton Road, the main campus, is closed. Crawford Long, which is what you call Emory Midtown, is closed. The only place that you can go safely now is an outset of it. It's called St. Joseph's Hospital. And you can go to Johns Creek, which is way up in Johns Creek, Emory Hospital there. You can go there because they're decent people live there. They don't have all the steerage.
Okay, so listen.
JW would never say that, but we can say that. We don't care.
People are in the hospitals, and it's they're getting COVID, which the Omicron, they can't measure it, so I don't know what they're saying they've got, but it's mild. Is something else happening to people in the hospital for other reasons?
Well, yes. Maybe they have it and it's mild, but then they have congestive heart failure. Or they can't breathe, so they have to have a vent. Or they have their liver disease because they drink 9 gallons of whiskey every day, so their liver shuts down. Or they have thrombosis, or they have some other issue that kicks in because they're 1,600 pounds on their way through the drive-thru at McDonald's to get one more Happy Meal before they go. See, the telltale issue, which is what Carolyn's been trying to tell you all your life, is that you have to keep your body in check, in balance. You have to stretch it. You have to push it. You have to make it work. So in the time of trouble, you've got something to sustain you. You see, and that's what no one has done, because they changed food in such a way that you cannot sustain your life with the food that you have offered to you today. And we go, yay, that's the most wonderful news ever wrought. Beautiful. Love it. Because now every chance you've got has expired. All the food's out of date. Everything's expired. Can't eat it now.
Yep. So you're saying that people are put in the hospital because they've got COVID.
Or let's say they have a little problem and they go to the hospital and they give them COVID. That's the easiest place to give it to them.
Why do they give it to them?
Because they want them to die from it. Bob, have you got the memo?
How do they give it to them? With the Schwab?
And then the Schwab? You can look up XO. Because in the sterile swab, they have a chemical, XO. And when they do that swabbing into the nose, it applies that into the system that makes it almost like a chick magnet for COVID and or for SARS in general. We got to stop saying Omicron, and we got to stop saying all this stuff. It's SARS, which is a rhinovirus, which is a common cold. But the next one, Mu, has kicked in. And now once they're going to spike, look here, I'll tell you exactly what's happened. Omicron's come through, and everybody's got it, so they got natural immunity. Carolyn says, yay, they got natural immunity. This is good. They're telling me they're kicking in, yay. Then the next thing is going to hit them with the 5G. Who's the one that has the blonde hair who combs his hair with a balloon? Mr. Boris, whatever his name, he combs his hair with a balloon. They have now undone all of the restrictions. No mask. You can fuck in the whorehouses now without any condom. You don't got a social distance. You can drink with who you want to. You don't have to wear a mask. You can do any goddamn thing you want to. It's over. It's over. It's over. If you die, you die. But there ain't going to be no mandates or girl dates. No dates. No mandates or girl dates. Now, what's happening is the next variant, which is what we call the completion of the Mu, with the 5G, bring out your dead. Now we're a little, hey, now listen now. You can tell them all, we are not premature. You need to know a little bit of what's going on before it actually hits your house. So we are not premature, but it's coming. Because everybody's going to relax, and it's going to be over. And yet, they just closed Hawaii. Can't go to Hawaii. It's all done without a booster. Forget the ammunition. You got to have a booster. You got to kill yourself. You got to have a death certificate to fly to Hawaii right now. Death Island seems only reasonable. So other people are going to follow this six-week span for what Omicron has given everyone, a false sense of, I'm not going to die. I'm going to get it, but I'm not going to die. So what is it? Oh, it's the flu? Okay, I got the flu. Who gives a fuck? Okay, I got 2 days. 3 days, I gotta drink orange juice and drink some broth, and I'll be all right. See? Good. You will. Till the next step. That's what they're not talking about. And that's what these vaccinations that they've come out of their ass with, out of the blue, that nobody can figure out how in the hell it takes 20 years or 10 years to make up something they didn't want in 30 minutes. It's supposed to save the world. And not only that, but you've got to take it. You've got to take it or die. We're going to kill you.
Well, that's what I want to ask about Boris Johnson. You're talking about no mandates, no masks. Do they still have to be boosted to work?
No. Oh, no. No, you don't even have to take a vaccine. You don't have to do nothing. It's over. If you die, you die. We're good. We're not in that business. Do what you want to do. Run your business.
Did that happen because Boris was in big trouble, so he had to free everybody up?
No. People are had enough. They're like, this ain't living. You're making me live. You're doing this to save my life, but I don't have a life. So I'd rather die than do this. And we say, yay, that's good. We like that.
Is the dead Trudeau going to announce that in Canada?
Who cares? There's not.
No,
there's
is it
three
going to be
people.
Different? Going to be different from Boris? Is Boris unique? Or is everybody going to do say it's all over?
Oh, everybody's going to do it. And they're already started. They've already begun.
How do they explain to the people that suddenly everything was better?
No, they get in the sat, they get in the streets, and they go, hooray, we have autonomy, hooray, we won, hooray, we get to live again. They go, girl, thank you for taking your neck off my knee. Thank you for letting me take my neck off your knee. Oh, I'm so thankful. It's a revelatory day.
Wait,
before you say that. There's a dark moon rising. You can believe that. Now, you can mark that down. Type it, Karen.
Does Boris Johnson know that? Listen to my question. We know that.
In other words, they're
releasing this, and everybody's going to feel free, and they know they're all going to die in 2 months.
Yep, and they're not paying taxes anyway, so they didn't lose any tax base. So what difference does it make? It actually, everybody's got free everything. So the more you reduce the population, when you thin down the herd, there's more hay for all the good and healthy ones to eat. So they don't mind it.
When everybody starts dying in a couple of months, what are the people going to say about this?
Well, we did the best we could. We told y'all to get vaccinated. We told y'all to get some zinc. We told y'all that the drops was a new currency. We did everything we could do, and you chose to do what the fuck you wanted to do. So that's just what happens. I'm sorry for your luck. We did our best with limited resources for which we made available to ourselves.
So far people have died because every third jab was lethal. A lot of people didn't die because they didn't get the lethal thing. But now people start dying regardless of whether they get vaccinated or not.
Yeah. With everybody dying the way they were dying, they had to take they brought a remembrance for some of his family's dead people so that she got some flowers to take by
the
drive-thru.
You said people what? They brought flowers to her? Is that what you said?
No. Everybody was dying, so she decided she should put some flowers on her dead family's graves in the funeral in the graveyard. So she got these little things of flowers she's sticking the metal pots in the gravestones. So we went through the gravestone, and we got to looking, and there were 130, we counted them, new graves dug with fresh dirt just all of a sudden. That's amazing. I mean, the graveyards are going to be full in about a minute. Unfathomable.
Yeah. Okay,
brand new.
In 2020, COVID-19 was a big problem. Then in 2021, Biden was a big problem, whatever he touched. In 2022, it'll be a third change, a different world, and this one will be the tribulation's death that Ian's been warning. And Herbert W. Armstrong's been warning, and every other fundamentalist.
It's aspects. But I mean, every religion said the same. Every religion has said the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just now coming in full circle, and that's why it's so surprising. That's why you say, I've heard that all my life. Let's go.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Ian. Every religion said it, but Ian's the one who's saying why and now. The religions are just general projections, and they can say, this is what it is.
That's the Herbert W. Armstrong, who did talk details, but his timing was off. He included a non-time time. If he had left time out of it, he'd have been on the money. And we're not worrying him or anything because of Nelson.
What'd you say about Nelson?
Because of Nelson Thal. We don't want to get too hard up against him because that was a personal favorite.
So Ian's the only voice in the world saying what's happening with precision and why and at the right time. Ian knows
agreed.
The non-timing of it.
Agreed. And we've been warning for a bit. And if you go back, and that's why Bert picked up on and noticed and has information about all the longevity of all the clues that we've laid out all the way through. Now, you're really good, but you hate being too good because you can't undo yourself if you're always on the money. You got to have that protagonist-antagonistic balance. Otherwise, everybody gets fucked up. We get that, and that's beautiful. And we do the same thing. We have the same interplay with you, Bob, you know, back and forth to keep it all interesting. It's like, well, let's see what Ian's going to say next. Well, let's see what Bob's going to say next. It makes it interesting. We get that. We understand that. That's not a problem. But the end of the day, we all end up on the same side of the fence or in the same bedfellers once it's through. And they get that part, but it's always the yin-yang balance. We've laid out all these clues step by step by step by step all the way through. And Bert somehow has gleaned all this, or he just listened to it to death till it becomes by rote that he gets this. Well, No. You didn't look at the words. You got to look at the words. You got to look at the words. That's just
no,
the chorus.
They're not saying, I am saying more than anything they're saying.
Okay. No. But that people don't listen to us. They listen to, they're phonetic, Bob. They have to have some tonal repose or they don't get it. You got to love them up.
What's tonal repose? What's tonal repose?
You have to put it to a frequency that they can respond to, like a, like you like that Zappa.
You mean
stuff,
a song? Zappa. It has to be a pop song. Is that all you're saying?
No. It has to be tonal. It has to be a pentad. It has to be five notes that people can respond to, and then they'll put words to it, kind of like moon unit, same way.
Okay, they need a song. I don't give a fuck about the song. They need a song. But the point
it's
very simple. What you
words.
Said.
Music
it's
with words.
Simple.
Music with words.
Yeah.
Music with words.
Yeah.
Art
okay.
gets no. Don't blow that.
Hey.
Don't let that go. You'll hear that. You'll hear that. It's very important because the tonal frequency that you're trying to respond to is what sets the mode that allows the words to mean something or not mean something. Either way, it doesn't make any difference really. But there's got to be some tonal inference that you can embrace or negate.
I'm not looking for anybody to say nothing. To say something.
Okay.
All it comes down to, with I've been waiting for 25,000 fucking years for everybody to start dying. And that's what's coming in 2022. And that's the only message. And there's no dots to make about it. That was it. And you were bullshitting around for a few years. Said it's coming, but it didn't come. But now it's coming.
It is
or
coming.
We'll see.
It
you got 2 months.
Well, we'd say it's here. You look at how many dead already. That was more than what it was to start with.
So there's nothing on the news, which is the tech body driven, that has anything to say to Carolyn. She's going to read what some doctor says about some variation of what they screwed up with the graphene.
None of that's relevant anymore. No, that's not true. She's not doing that. She's not doing that at all. You know what she's doing? She's got her hand on their wrist, and she's getting a pulse. She's watching a thready pulse. That's what Carolyn's doing. That's all she's doing. She's counting respirations, and she's checking a pulse rate. That's all she's doing.
Of the body
politic. She might take a set of pulse ox once in a while, but that's not even very important. Because whatever it is, don't really help them long enough. But she's looking for that thready pulse.
You're saying she's listening to all these different doctors, and their different views of things, and she's not hearing anything they're saying. She's picking up something else.
She's counting respirations.
Go with my words.
She's counting respirations.
She's picking up other things, an intuition of something. But it comes down to she's going to find out that Ian was right and everybody's dying for reasons that nobody can articulate.
Yeah. Well, she's embraced that already. She's just checking the pulse. Well, they got a pulse. It's thready, but I got a pulse. Okay, we're good. She's not doing CPR. She's not going to put in a vent. She's not going to put in
and
a
this is why.
Hey,
Ian. This is why she's not on the radio. It's why she's not commenting publicly because she can't explain it. She can't say what's going on. She knows what's going on. But
and she doesn't need to because it don't help them because they're going to ascend or not, you see.
How do these people,
doctors
they're all
should be
die.
For the living, not for the dead.
Yeah. I don't need platitudes, Ian. What are these
they're
people?
Beautiful.
They're going to decide ascend or not. How do they ascend? What are they supposed to do? They're listening to our show, and you're saying to ascend. What are they supposed to do?
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever heard of homeopathy, Bob? It's a striking construct. They take a little dot of something, and it aggravates you till you build a resistance to it, and then your body responds in kind. And then you got to talk to Bob. See, that's the first part. You got to talk to Bob. Now, Bob will screw you. He will scream at you. He will hate you. He will cuss you. He will love you. He will hate you. You will love him till you hate him, and then you'll hate him till you love him. But you got to talk to Bob, okay? You got to embrace your non-physical, whatever the fuck that is. If that's us, groovy. If it's not, find you one. Get a good one. Get a big old stout of it if you're going to get one. It ain't us. You better get a good one now, because the tech money come tear your ass up. But please yourself. You got to embrace non-physical. What that means is you have to find a visceral place in your meat sack body that allows you to become larger than the constrained resistance that you have built as a human being in this time to force so far at all. Then what's got to happen is you have to take your meat sack body and let it transform. If you get the fuck out of the way, it'd do it automatically. It would do it magically if you would get out of the way. Oh, we may one or twice ask Bert how many times we said, it ain't a thinking man's game. Once you get
how do they get it out of their way? They don't know how to stop their thinking, so they don't know how to do that.
Then they need to take their energy and start digging a nice deep hole to jump themselves into when they fall over dead. That's what they need to do. So don't worry about it. If they don't figure it out, it ain't going to make no difference. Right now. So start digging.
So it's
either build yourself up or dig a hole, go down, deep down, up or down.
That's why did you talk about homeopathy at the beginning?
Oh, because it starts little. It starts with believe in yourself and kumbaya and you can be or do or have anything or think happy things or be happy or whatever those platitudes are. You got to love it at some point that they can have some change or ability or capacity. Okay, Ion, can you save me? No, darling.
Why do you call it homeopathy? So it's little. Isn't that the period they take the product? They start by taking the product.
Yes, and you don't even know why, but you feel a little bit better. You feel a little bit better. And then you take too much, and then you get the runs. You get the scours. You got too much, and you go, oh, God, I'm going to die. I'm going to scour myself to death. I'm got the dysentery. I'm going to die. Okay, then you balance that, and you learn how to live with minerals. Then your body goes, oh, this is working pretty good. Then some bad things go through, and everybody around you dies, but you don't. You go, well, damn, I got this. I don't have to have a jab, and I don't have to have a booster, and I don't have to have a lick or something. I don't have to have all these things. I don't have to live with meth to survive one more day. So it's a good thing. It's a good day. Then what happens is your body takes the next turn, and you start changing basic bodily functions. That's what a lot of people are feeling now. We didn't say it was comfortable. We did not say it was comfortable. We said pain is a good thing. It tells you what's going on. Keeps you out of the first place. We like that. But it's allowing your body to shift until that synovial fluid converts. And after that happens, then euphoria will replace those ambient striking pains and the double vision and head spinning and tinnitus and the sciatica problems and my eyes hurts and my titties fell off and I can't grow fingernails no more and my feet hide and my feet falling off and my legs won't work no more and I've got phlebitis and I don't know what that the dropsy and I don't know what all these terrible things start to ensue that then fall away. That's the second part. That's the second part.
What was that?
The completion of the ascension.
Just a second. These things start to ensue and fall away. What are you talking about? What's falling away?
When you start calcifying the pineal gland, your body's going to do bad things. No, that's not true. Your body's going to do great things, but it's going to do bad things to the little man. The calcification of the pineal gland is where this begins and starts, and that's what's going on. That's what your RNA drops do, by the way, motherfuckers.
What do the drops do?
Start the calcification of the pineal gland. That starts the process of changing your spinal cord fluid, spinal fluid, into your new
synovial fluid.
You said it. We didn't.
Yeah. Okay. So calcification is a natural, beneficial process of the pineal gland.
Yes. But now, anybody else would say, "Oh my God, you got a brain tumor, and it's pressing up against your sinubula, labula, dada, nubula, nubula, the fourth rim of the third hemisphere. We got to do surgery right now." They get the buzz saw and start cutting your head off. Hey. My thalamus has gotten into my hypothalamus. I don't know what I'm going to do now. So normal medicine only is prescribed due to an autopsy. That's the problem. It's only due to an autopsy. This is for the living.
What is only due to an autopsy?
These things that are going to occur to make you, to force you to ascend, most doctors would prove those things happen during an autopsy. They can't cut your damn head open.
You mean after you died? After you died, these things happen.
Correct.
So it's going to happen to people before they die.
Correct. And that's what is challenging for normal medicine. Death.
Right. And it's going to happen. And these are beneficial.
Medicine.
These things, the calcification is going to happen. And these are bad things that happen after someone dies. It's already happening. And it'll be interpreted as bad, but it'll be beneficial, is what you're saying. If you get into the secret attitude, the secret mental adjustment or something,
you talk
to Bob.
Now here's where it's going to show up. Here's where it's been. Bob's going to help them through that process. Bob's never helped anybody through anything, even the secret council of 10. He helped a soul. He puts them in the ground. Bob will lay your dick in the dirt. He will lay you there. But in this case, if Bob don't lay you in the ground, then you can be resurrected with Dr. Carolyn Dean. It'd be great. You start off with Rai and you end up with Ishi. It's all good. It's going to work out really good. All right. So
what was that? What did you say? Bob's going to help you. How's Bob going to help you? We want to talk about
Bob's not going to help you. Bob's not going to help you. If you can survive, if you can live through Bob, you can be resurrected with Carolyn. You can be resurrected with Carolyn. But Bob will kill you, put your dick in the dirt, and Carolyn will raise you from the dead. Both end in a great erection, either way, right? So, the point is, we're making this clarification. We didn't want to do it, but we need to get them someplace so they can start realizing this next phase, the next step. Because in the time of trouble, it's when you need sustaining. And guess what? There's a dark moon rising. Just saying.
Okay.
Y'all believe it. Do what you want to do.
You're talking about we get into this dark moon rising period. We go to the bunker. I will talk on the monolithic structures, and people will listen or engage.
Three of them came today.
What?
Three of them arrived today. Three of those arrived today.
Where? Where are they?
They're in place.
Okay.
The monolithic structures.
So. I'm the only guy broadcasting.
You might play that, or maybe not. Go ahead. Fuck them.
Yeah, listen. I'll be the only guy talking, and people listening, and maybe they can interact. I don't vote the details there. But the point is, that's part of the talking to Bob process, is the broadcasting from the bunker. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. That's right. And you might even start before the bunker. Because you're going to have a little window. See, you've got aliens you've got to deal with, too. That's a whole separate conversation. We didn't even want to bring that into the conversation, really, because that's a separate thing. That's after, once you've adjudicated to decide to live, now we're having a conversation to see where they're going to live. They got to decide if they're going to live. Now they decide they're going to live. Now they got to decide where they're going to live. That's
who? The alien? You talking about the aliens?
No, we're talking about the people who survive.
Oh, okay.
You've got to negotiate with the aliens because that's a whole nother conversation, which is not going to be pretty. Did we mention that?
I understand that. But the are the aliens, new aliens?
Carolyn's cringing because she's like, oh, God, Bob's not a very good negotiator.
So listen to this. So the new aliens, we're talking about the new aliens. Are they part of the changing of the AL2SO4?
It's like crack, Bob. It draws them. Because now, beforehand, they had to make great strides to live in this oxygen world. Because if you really look at oxygen, now Carolyn's got this. She's got this. That's why she would never put somebody on 10 liters of oxygen, because they never live over it. They never get over it. If you take it off, they drown. They can't have air. What's happened is the oxygen is a terrible, terrible, terrible thing. Aliens don't use oxygen at all. So everything they had to do, that's the reason they had to have their stupid helmets on, is because they couldn't stand the oxygen, because it oxidizes you. It kills you. It's what causes your dermis to fall off. It rots
so
you.
That's,
it's what
that's why the aliens are coming now. That's why the aliens, they're only coming now because the oxygen is diminishing.
And those that have been here, because they have been, are coming up out of their caves and holes and grounds and they're Washington D.C.
the weird place they were in, the first inner ring of the Pentagon for the last 50 or more years, and you could only see them out of the corner of your eye. Now they're becoming visible, right?
Right. And see, we made a huge deal about that with peripheral vision 100 years ago. You know, see. Yeah. If you look back now, like I say, Bert's very, very attentive, and you are too, but we don't want to talk too much about you. We talk about you all the time. Bert picked up on and started quantifying everything. If we say it, he quantifies it. And he goes, well, okay, in 16 you said it, in 14 you said it, in 11 you said it, da-da-da-da-da-da. All these things were said, and then you can put them together and go, wait a minute, that all those things together, that's a whole sentence. That's amazing. See? And that's
right. You say he's quantifying.
Firing.
He's is he quant with a Q-U-A-N or Q-U-A-L? Qualifying
both.
Or quantifying? Do them both. Okay.
Both. Both. Because then what happens is he has to apply it. See, the words don't mean anything. It's like you said, Ion, you said everybody was dead. Everybody ain't dead. What's up? No, Bert. No, Bert. Bert, no, Bob. Bert would say, no, it's steps, it's stages, and it goes like this, and this is how it flows. It's kind of like Bohemian Rhapsody. Oh my God, Bohemian Red! It's like a red velvet cake. Red velvet cake? What the hell is that gonna do? You have to add vinegar to a red velvet cake, and that's part of the whole solution. All those things that don't embrace or don't make everyone's heart sing, he gets all those. The food references, the music references, the inner references, the body references. What we have put that child through with his meat sack body alone would hair lift the queen. Remember, if you go back and listen to Bert, I don't want to talk about my body. I don't want to do that. I want to do that. All right. And now he's paying money to talk about his body now. It's got to, ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. Because now what's happened is it's changed everything. Because now he realizes that the battle is inside. It's not outside. See, the way you whoop an angel, the battle is on the inside, not on the outside. So if you're going to whoop an angel, you got to be right on the inside. Now, we didn't say you had to whoop an angel. We'd like it is not to pick a fight with an angel, unlike Dr. Carolyn Dean with her obsidian knife. She cut their damn head off. We're not saying that. But we're just saying don't pick a fight with the angels until you know who you are in God. When you know who you are, now all of a sudden the angels ain't that big a deal. Now all of a sudden you can lop their damn head off. 10,000 to the right and 10,000 to the left will fall.
Okay, that's good. Thank you very much, Ian.
It's a bad day. Wait 1 second. You know it's a bad day when Jen Psaki goes on Fox News to plead the case of how she wants everybody to love each other and be happy. When Jen Psaki goes on Fox News and says everything's going to be all right, y'all better run. You better run. You better run. It's not good. Just saying. This ain't McNeil era anymore now. Just saying.
Right. And so she was forced to go on Fox today.
To mop up the blood. To mop up the blood.
And deny that there is blood. And deny that there is blood, right?
Deny that everything's good. Nobody didn't know what didn't nobody's name. Nobody knows what nobody said. They didn't mean what they said if they said it. And they thought they didn't know, but now we're sure they didn't know that they knew what they were talking about. So it's going to be all right. So just so everybody knows, everybody's working as hard as they can for whatever it is they want that everybody might be looking for. If they could find it, it's going to be great what they do. Okay, now, Carolyn, go ahead.
Wait, why did she go on?
Bob's got three minutes of sound bite out of this whole thing.
What is the reason she went on Fox? Is that putting up the white flag? That's the white flag?
She had to. Next thing you know, they're going to start doing Republican fellatio, Bob. They fixed this up. Republican
deal. So why?
Courthouse case. Because it's over. It's over. Build back, bitch, broke, big, Bob, brick, whatever, BBB, whatever that is. It failed. And then they called a vote to say, we're going to change the law to make federal elections federal so we control everything. Who canceled? And they said no. Their own party said no. So it's over. It's done. Now you see that big old shillelagh that swings back and forth, you know, the big knife. It swings back and forth like a guillotine, back and forth.
The pendulum.
The pendulum with the big blade on it, it's over.
Yeah.
It's now swing the other way. This is the other side
of
Thompson's
them?
Rip.
What ad agency or polling agency told them this?
You did. Quinnipiac
is
one of them. Well, you did, but the Quinnipiac, we can't even say it. Okay, and now he's got 33%.
Quinnipiac.
That's from everybody. Quinnipiac. Can't spell it, but it's Quinnipiac. Okay, so that's saying he's at 33%. And then he gets on the TV and says, well, I didn't know everybody was trying to kill everything Joe Biden did. That's what Joe Biden did was burn what Bernie Sanders wanted. And Bernie Sanders and three others is the only thing that wanted that, by the way. Well, no, everybody wanted everything for
and now
free
they're
until
against
they found
it.
Out
okay.
they had to pay for it.
Ian, you said Bernie wanted that, and now Bernie's against Biden. That's what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Why are they against Biden?
Hey, we'll give you $100 every time you hear Mr. Clyburn's name called lately. He's done turned his, changed his mind. He may be a Republican by spring.
Okay. So listen to this. So Bernie and the, I assume Bernie's still alive, these Democrats, they know that there's no Biden. They know that Biden was dead 6 months ago, right?
It's over.
They know. Is that what they know?
Yes. Because nobody's been to Washington. Nobody's done. They go to, and then Schumer goes and makes his speech, and there's nobody in Congress. And then your other little dude, your other Republican little dude, he gets up and he makes a speech, and there's not a living soul there. It's like, who are you fucking talking to? There's nobody in the goddamn room. What are you talking to? Look at me. You can turn on C-SPAN, and we're having a vote, the biggest vote that ever was. There's three people in the room. And it's like, okay, who's voting? You got to be there to vote. So the rub now is becoming, everybody's starting to notice this total disaster of all the branches of the government, which is what we said all along, that it's all over, and we're waiting on the timely arrival of the new viceroy. That's what's about to fall. Nothing
right.
left.
Now, Carolyn, this state
she
by Ion.
We stopped her. We stopped her. She had something to say to you.
This past hour, whatever it's been, statement by Ion, which we're going to play. This is the final word to everybody. Listen to this or fucking die. What do you think, Carolyn?
Mm, okay. We're not there.
You don't need to say anything anymore, Carolyn. You're done. You just go in the lab.
So here's Carolyn, let us translate what Bob just said to you. So Carolyn, we can stick a fork in you now. You're done. Now we can stick a fork in you.
Yeah,
now, Carolyn,
I feel pretty done.
We stopped you.
You feel pretty done. Yeah.
We stopped you. We stopped you before you had some words. Now, go ahead.
Yeah.
Carolyn, listen, I would wrap up by saying, Ian just explained the mystery landscape. Right, Ian?
Yeah, and we were trying to light a candle in what's left of the solar government.
Okay, yeah.
One is by
Balls
land.
Your court.
Hey, Bob. What, Bob? One is by land, two is by sea. One is by land, two is by sea. Okay, go ahead.
Ooh, that's great. That's awesome.
Okay.
Go ahead, Carolyn.